Page 63. Meet the next generation.
I want to help people from this constituency that's had like the same background as me. I want to be able to represent and show we can create change.
There's always going to be people who are threatened by young women in politics. And so the only way to make that go away is to not stop.
These are the young people who've come of age during political crisis.
I find Conservative or Labour completely unacceptable to my values and the way that I think politics should be done.
And they're determined to do something about it.
As young people, we need to be the engine of change. We hope you can join our campaign and help politicians see sense to change this.
Among this generation, new movements are emerging. Lara gave up her studies at Cambridge to lead a youth fight back against Brexit.
This was a bit of a leap in the dark, and when we founded last January, a people's vote was laughed at. It was considered the far-flung fantasy of people such as ours, but we believed in it then and we believe in it now.
Brexit is not a done deal.
Is the political world, as it is now, something you want to be part of?
I think the current political status quo is intolerable. I think that party politics, as it currently stands, is broken. And I think that in my lifetime, I've never seen two parties which are so woefully incapable of dealing with the current crises that we face.
They promised the world, but they have delivered nothing but division and misery for our country.
Do you have ambition? It's okay to have ambition.
No, I know. I would say that I'm an ambitious person, probably, but I honestly cannot see past Brexit.
People see a mixed-race guy with a slit in his eye. Obviously means he's about to commit a crime. But what if that crime was to inspire the next generation?
In Brixton, Darren is making himself heard. Driven by disadvantage, one more young person striving to forge something better.
We should be taught that our identity is more than skin deep or what we wear and what people think. Because everyone's identity is unique, and it's really the values we hold deep that makes us the individuals we want people to see.
Is there any limit to your ambitions?
I feel like once I become an MP, the sky's the limit. I feel like I could be a key figure in the Labour Party. This is something that I've been wanting from a young age. Change may very well be the motive. I guess it's our turn to go out there and show them. Thank you.
They may not make it, but what they have is hope. In the current turmoil, a commodity worth applauding.
Copyright Channel 4.